I know what I'm capable of. I know where my abilities lie. Of course, I'd be really excited to do a multitude of different things. Catch the ball, run the ball, return the ball, whatever it is. Even if I got to block some more punts. I just want to make plays all over the field.
Ty, getting a chance to see what Blake did last year for you guys, did that surprise you at all? Or what did you think of just the jump he made in that second year?
It didn't surprise me at all. I remember when he came into Stanford his freshman year, how good he was, how strong he was, solid dude, thumper, instinctive, just an amazing football player. Kids tough as nails. Even though Stanford, we always say, there's no such thing as tough. You're either trained or untrained. Blake is trained, and he's a technician, so I wasn't surprised at all.
You kind of looking forward to getting a chance to spend a week with him here on this?
Yeah, it'll be nice. I don't really play too many PC games, but there is some cross-platform, so I'm sure we'll be playing some Fortnite, maybe some Call of Duty, hopefully some Rocket League, so we'll see.
What are your early impressions of Coach Philbin?
I've only met him in passing. I know they're really busy right now during this time, but I'll get my chance to talk to him. But just from what I've read, what I've heard, I remember when he was in Miami. He seemed like a great guy.
With another season of OTAs and development under his belt, what type of player can Devontae be when he gets some more snaps and gets some more opportunities?
Devontae who?
Mays.
Oh, he's another one of those guys that can be really good. We watched his highlights in the room from college. I've seen him in practice. He's a smooth guy, smooth runner, and he's strong too, really strong. I think he can be solid. Just once he gets everything there, he needs to get there, and his confidence comes up. I think he'll be really good.
You talked about how good that the running back group can be. Ty, is there going to be a competitive dynamic though as well?
Yeah, of course. I don't think guys wouldn't be in that room if they weren't competitive. Even if a starter had been named, we're always competing all the time. Because when your number's called, just because you're not the starter doesn't mean you can't score touchdowns. You can't make plays. It's all about winning football games and doing what you're supposed to do when you're called on.
Ty, how different is the dynamic going to be? Jordy is gone. Richard Rodgers leaves. You got Jimmy Graham. How different is the offense going to be with some of these offseason changes?
It's definitely going to be different, but different doesn't necessarily mean bad. I think we have guys in the locker room that can lead us, guys that can – for lack of a better word, I don't like saying this, but step up to the plate, however you want to put it. So I don't have any doubts about this locker room.
Do you take on a greater, verbal role? I don't know what your approach has been the first 2 years, but going into year three and with some of the older guys that aren't here anymore, what's your approach?
Yeah, I plan on just being myself. I don't want to step out of who I am and out of my position. I'm going into my fourth year, but we have guys that have been in the league much longer than that. If it's needed and the time comes, and obviously I'll speak up to some of the younger guys. But I just want to be who I'm supposed to be when I need to be that guy. I don't want to try to be too much or do too much.
All good?
How exciting is it to be on the tour today?
As you can tell, I'm very excited. No, I'm just kidding. It should be fun. It should be a great time. We're going to be on a bus with some good people, get to fellowship a little bit, talk life, ball, talk about whatever. Have a good time and spend some time with the fans. I think everybody's been missing football season. I know we've been missing the fans, so it should be fun.
Living here year-round, do you have much of a feel for the rest of the state, or will this be kind of an education for you a little bit?
This will be an educational trip, for sure. I haven't really gone much anywhere else except for I went up to Marinette to go get some Mickey Lou's barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
Burgers there are really good, and the shakes. Love that place. I tipped extra there, too. Such a good spot. But, yeah, this will be an educational trip.